This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, a website that is devoted to business, culture, politics, and more of the entire region. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday. Those are two words that just go together.
They do. It's like peanut butter
happy
and jelly.
Friday. Yep.
It's a happy Friday for Tyson Foods. They've just this morning released some numbers that show they're off to a strong 2013.
Yes, it's been a series of happy Fridays. Apparently, they just reported, as you said this morning, net quarterly profits of $168 million, and that's 48 cents a share, which is well ahead of what Wall Street was expecting, about 40 cents a share. So they beat those estimates, and they did it on revenue of about $8.4 billion, which was higher than the $8.3 billion in the previous year. So they're back on track. They've been on track for a while. This quarter, I think there are a lot of people watching this quarter just to make sure that some of the previous quarters weren't flukes or anything. But this is a real, it's a good sign for Tyson. They're stringing several good quarters together. Their chicken segment is kind of back in the limelight again in terms of returning profit and operating income. Beef segment even did well, considering just that the U.S. beef industry is just taking a beating, primarily because of drought conditions. I mean, it's just, you know, the beef herd is possibly at an all-time low, and their pork side of their business is doing well. But considering all that they're up against with export issues and the high cost of feed, the company's doing very well.
Now, it hasn't been such a good week when it comes to similar news for USA Truck.
No, it's not been a good 4 years for USA Truck, and this is troubling. They have had 4 years of losses, and the 2012 loss was $17.5 million. And as we noted in our story, it begs the question, how much longer can this company operate? And that's an important question in this area because they employ several hundred at their headquarters there in Van Buren, and it's a lot of the scuttlebutt here in the area about how do they keep going. But they lost a little over $10 million in 2011. They lost a little over $3 million in 2010, and they lost a little over $7 million in 2009. You know, pretty soon that adds up to some serious money,
right?
And that's the concern. You know, they were able to get a new line of credit, essentially. It's a more technical term than that, but that's essentially what it was. They were able to get that last year. Gives them a little bit more breathing room to get this thing turned around. And it appears to be a combination of some internal miscues, and then they're just up against a national freight economy that just, it's still tough. The freight market out there is, they're having trouble with driver retention, driver turnover issues. With the lack of demand in the freight industry, it's hard to get increased pricing to support their business model. So it's tough, and the problem is it just doesn't. The future, there's not that it's bleak, but there are not a lot of bright points for the future.
There were some new unemployment figures released this week. I'm going to ask you to help me out a little bit because these numbers showed unemployment rates, it showed workforce numbers, and numbers of employed. And those are all related, but all slightly a little bit different too, right?
Yes. And this is hard, and we get some complaints on this, and it's how the federal government reports it. But the unemployment rate, for example, in December, it rose to 8.1%. Now, these are non-seasonally adjusted. These are as close to the real estimate as you can get of the current situation. In Fort Smith, that was up from 7.6% in November, but it was below the 8.5% last December. Of course, in Northwest Arkansas, still doing very well. The unemployment rate increased over just a little bit over November, but it's still below last December. Now, here's the thing, though. Unfortunately, the workforce size in the Fort Smith area continues to decline, and we're down to about 125,000. The record, and that's from a high of 139,000 just 4 years ago. So, roughly 14,000 people out of the workforce in the past 4 years. And I think that paints a clear picture of what's going on in the Fort Smith area. December was the 48th consecutive month that the metro jobless rate has been at or above 7%. That's just tough. Those are tough numbers, and you know, as I get questions all the time, it begs the question, what's the region do to turn around? And if somebody's got the answer, I hope they can call in and let you know.
Finally, some kudos to Jamie Smith, reporter for thecitywire.com, who had a very interesting article. It's still on the front page of thecitywire.com about Toastmasters. This is a group that I think some people thought might have faded away, but that is not the case at all.
Right. Jamie approached me with this idea some time back, and I thought maybe she'd been drinking and we need to drug test her, you know, but no, she's right on board. And, you know, I know I'm probably not, this is not going to be popular. When she said Toastmasters, I just had this picture of a lot of elderly people sitting around talking about like what it was like during the Depression. I mean, and I know that's not what it is, but there are 9 clubs in Northwest Arkansas, and 4 of those were chartered last year. Of the 9, 4 are just for Sam's and Walmart, Sam's Club and Walmart employees. And it's obviously a way to teach them how to be more comfortable in public, better present their case. It helps with sales pitches and that type of thing. And it makes sense. I mean, when you stop and think about it, it makes sense. And so it's a growing group of folks. I suspect that 9 won't be the final tally. I suspect there'll be more groups, Toastmaster clubs, organizing in the area.
Okay, finally, tomorrow, Groundhog Day. Do you have a prediction? Shadow or no shadow?
In Arkansas, I think we'll get both within 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Which will mean 6 more weeks of we don't know what's next.
Right, exactly. That's what that means.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire region. Thank you, Michael.
All right, talk to you later.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday nights beginning at 10 p.m. This Friday on the show, I will feature some great Memphis piano players, including Donald Brown and Harold Mayburn. We'll also hear from Rahsaan Roland Kirk and guitarist Kevin Eubanks, a brand new recording just released from Wayne Shorter's quartet. This and much more, that's Friday Shades of Jazz at 10 p.m.